You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I need your help, Denver. Because me and my girl were sitting down. We were having a little coffee talk. And she has been with her boyfriend for, I want to say, about 7 years. Living together in sin, Jeremy.
Oh, I would never.
I'm sure you would not. Not married, not engaged, no babies.
Shack it up.
Just like Gentleman Caller and myself are doing. Just lying next to each other without the ring on the finger. And we have, all of our friends are married. Her sisters are all married. Everybody's married. Good for you.
So happy.
But we were talking about how, like, her 7 years, her relationship. She's like, I know people that have been together, gotten engaged, gotten married, and broken up and gotten divorced in the span that I have just been with my boyfriend. But you always hear, you know, and same with me and Gentleman Caller. And, you know, marriages after 2 years, people are getting divorced. Kaylee Cuoco just got divorced. You know, it's big stars, big names. But you always hear, well, when you get married, it's just different. And I can't explain it. Everything changes. It's just different. Mm-hmm. So we're wondering, well, what the heck? Use your words. Explain to me what is so different about being married, because maybe we are doing it right, not getting married. Because if there really is this big of a shift, I want to be with Gentleman Caller forever. I don't want to break up with him, so maybe we shouldn't get married. Mm. What is so different? What's the big secret?
Yeah, now, so Jeremy, you and Nicole live together.
I don't know. Yeah.
Then you got married and you live together.
Yeah, we've been together 13 years now.
You said the pressure was off.
The pressure was off. There's a comfort level that comes from it, I guess, that you don't have to worry about dating and what the other person's doing, whether or not returning your call.
Yeah, but
I guess that kind of goes away
if
when
you're living.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, what you just said, all I heard was, I just gained 10 pounds and I don't shave
right,
my legs.
There's a lot of comfort. You kind of, you know, if you do the whole thing where you share the finances, I mean, where you, everything, what's yours is mine, when you combine, it's kind of nice because you get a raise. I will say that is a nice part of it. It really is. When you combine everything, all of a sudden, wow, your savings accounts grow and you can afford a lot more. And that part is really nice.
Okay, but I'm going to do devil's advocate on all this stuff. And I'm not anti-marriage at all. That's great. But on the other side, if you're living together, you may not be funneling everything into the same account, but it's costing you the same as when you're married. So that if you're splitting your bills, it's the same as getting a raise.
The savings aspect, I guess, is nice when if you have joint retirement accounts and savings accounts, because then you can see that money grow as one. And then, I don't know, you start talking about kids and all that crap, and there's not really much of a difference, I guess. It's just that they're always there.
Well, how do you explain people who are together, let's just hypothetically say 10 years without getting married? Mm-hmm. Okay. This is what I've always wondered. They're together 10, 12 years, and then suddenly they're like, oh, what the heck? We've been together 10 years. Let's go get married.
Mm-hmm.
And within a year, they split up.
Yes. What's going on there?
And I want to know why that is, because I can see, I mean, if it was going to happen anyway, okay, but it's like these people are ultimately happy. They're together forever. And then when they go down and they exchange rings, suddenly something must change, because then they split up.
Right.
I think it's got to come down to boom booms in there somewhere. Like, you still, even though you're with Gentleman Caller, you still kind of have an out to kind of, you could get out and sleep with somebody else or do that. But once you're married and locked in, it's like that all of a sudden you are a sinner and that is frowned upon. You're having an affair. But I think when you're with Gentleman Caller now, you could still, you got that freedom to go boom, boom someone else too.
I don't know, right? Because you guys say you're completely committed to each other.
We are. Like, death would be involved if an affair were to happen.
So what if we asked, if we could do like a 5-call says it all?
I want to take notes. I want to know the secret. What's so different about being married?
So Emily and Gentleman Caller live together, but they're not married. If they were to go and get married, what changes? And how do you put that into words? And we're going to make this a little forum this morning, starting with Matt. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How you doing?
How do you explain the difference to Emily?
I think it's like this. My wife and I, we were just having this conversation the other day, and I think it's, well, it's two things. First, you got to stop putting your needs and wants first, and you got to put your spouse's or your significant other's needs and wants before yours. And the second thing is, you know, you were mentioning how, you know, you don't have to date anymore, and you know, you don't have to keep, you know, having a new relationship. But the truth is, you really are, because two people over a long period of time, you're constantly changing. You have to constantly make it new and grow together. Growing together.
Yeah, no, but we're getting, hold on a second. That's great, but we're going to get off track. We're not talking about how you keep a marriage fresh. We're asking what the difference is. And I just want to throw out to you, you talk about putting your needs behind the needs of the other person. But yeah. Why can't you do that when you live with somebody?
Well, you can. I lived with my wife for 7 years before we got married.
Yeah, so if you can do it when you're just living together, what makes it different in marriage?
Because you have
right.
to.
You're legally entitled to.
Jeremy, and it only lasts for about the first year, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, buddy. Thank you for a great phone call. We appreciate that. Here's Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What do you say?
Dittos to the guy who was just on, but I think there's a lot that... I don't know. I think, honestly, it comes down to whether you're married or not married. It comes down to your beliefs. And I think that's what ties it in. I mean, marriage is a covenant between two people. And if that's what you believe, then that's good. If that's not, then, I mean, otherwise there is no difference. There's no difference. If you're in a committed relationship, you're going to be committed whether you're married or not, whether there's a ring on it or not.
Right.
I mean, whether you have a ring on it or not, you can cheat or do whatever you have a mind to do. But I think if you want to know the difference, and that's your question, then comes down to your beliefs and what you're committed to.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I don't know if he's happily married, that Joe.
He's just married.
But what beliefs? Hello, Barbara. Hello, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
What do you want to say about this?
Well, part of it, I think, is psychological, because when you get married, there's like a legal bond, another step. So all those like little annoying habits and whatever about somebody, once you're married, you start thinking, I have to live with this forever.
Yeah, they really get escalated very fast.
That is not a selling point. I just want y'all to know that.
I think it kind of gives you the freedom to really start nagging at each other, too, and pointing out each other's flaws, and you kind of get a hall pass all of a sudden. Really start pointing those out.
Really,
so as soon as you put a ring on it, then you can start criticizing.
Yeah, it's because you're not as worried about them leaving you because it's not as easy. Like there's paperwork now involved to leave the other person.
It shouldn't be in sickness and health. It should be through all of my nagging and complaining.
Because man, does that get kicked up a notch.
Barbara, thank you for the call. I hope you have a great Monday.
But I'm happily married.
Thanks.
Thanks for being air on quotes. The show. We're gonna come back to that actually. Hi, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What can you add to this?
So I'm kind of in line with the last lady. And, you know, everything I'm about to say, you know, absolutely can be obtained not being married. But I think the difference is you're skipping a step. Like when you get married, you have that bond, you have that kind of lockdown that, you know, the person is less likely to just ghost you one day and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're legally binding and you're more likely to take, you know, financial steps like buy a house together, have children, because you're kind of on lock. And, you know, in the same way, it can go the other way too, you know, for someone who has a significant other who's annoying, you know, they're like, yeah, I got you on lock. You have to deal with this.
Lock down.
Jamie, thanks for being on the show. We appreciate that call.
There's so many harsh words I'm hearing. Lock.
Locked down. It's like prison.
There's no passion. There's no love. There's no friendship. It's all crap.
Well, I hope you guys realize that there's only one difference so far, really, that sounds like us. Buying a house together, people aren't married, do that all the time. Having kids together, people do it all the time. There's only one difference, and we're going to come back and address that after we talk to Melissa. Hello, Melissa.
Good morning.
What do you say? What's the difference between living together and being married?
I think the difference for us was being married, it's forever. Like, you don't have just that quick out that...
But you can live together forever, too.
I could end it today if I wanted.
You can, but for us, it was like, okay, you... Like, we would get in an argument, and, well... It was just like, you know what? We can break this lease. We can be done. No, you know, like, whatever. We can break up. you know, it's just
it's hard to put into words, isn't it, Melissa?
See?
You're investing in your future is what you're doing. You're investing in somebody that you hope is around when you're old and ugly and stinky.
Yeah, but you can live with somebody
under your just like my 401k.
But again, you're locking them down for those older years, I think. So
Melissa,
you have somebody to hang out with.
Thank you for the phone call. I think Melissa and everybody else kind of pointed out how hard it is to put into words. But tell me if I'm wrong. Out of all five calls, the only true difference was that when you're married, it's more difficult to break up.
Right.
That's the only difference that people really touched on, was that if you're going to split when you're married, you have to go through a little bit more.
A lawyer.
Rather than if you just live together. That's the only difference.
Paper right. Well, kind
of. And I think some people are going to see this as some sort of anti. No, it's not. We're just trying to put into words what the difference is.
Well, I'm not going to go ahead and rush out to the old chapel. That's all I know.
Really? Because you used to talk about needing to do that. And what are you saying? You're changing your mind?
Yeah, I think I just need jewelry. I don't need to get married. There, I said it!
Put a ring on it.
Whoop-de-doo!
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.